Let's take a breath for a second, because the U.S. non-farm payrolls report can feel like a real emotional roller coaster for Bitcoin traders.
It is for good reason. NFP gives a monthly picture of employment, wage growth, and economic health, so markets treat it as a major event.
And for Bitcoin, it hits close to home because it can change what traders expect the Federal Reserve to do.
A strong labor market can suggest rates stay higher for longer. That makes cash and bonds more attractive and can reduce demand for risk assets like Bitcoin.
On the other hand, a weaker labor report can raise hopes for rate cuts or slower tightening, which can be supportive for risk assets, including Bitcoin.
That creates a simple narrative: strong jobs pressure Bitcoin, weak jobs support it.
But here's where it gets interesting. If you look at 6 years of Bitcoin price action around NFP releases, the relationship is not nearly as clean as that story suggests.
It can create short-term volatility, but it has not consistently produced a strong, lasting directional move.
One big reason is that markets often move before the official numbers arrive.
Traders are watching leading indicators, private sector employment data, jobless claims, wage trends, and other signals. By the time NFP is published, much of the likely outcome may already be priced in.
So the raw headline number is often less important than the surprise relative to consensus forecasts.
Exactly. A strong payroll gain can still disappoint if expectations were even higher. A weak result can be read positively if it is not as bad as traders feared.
And the report is not just one number.
It includes revisions to previous months, the unemployment rate, average hourly earnings, and labor force participation. Any of those can change how the market interprets the data.
For example, a strong payroll figure may not be seen as especially hawkish if earlier numbers are revised downward or wage growth slows.
Conversely, a modest payroll increase could still pressure risk assets if wages accelerate or the unemployment rate falls unexpectedly.
So the better approach is to focus on the broader message and what it means for monetary policy, not just react to a single figure.
Agreed. Bitcoin's reaction can also be short-lived.
Because Bitcoin trades around the clock, traders can react immediately, and that can create a sharp initial move.
Algorithmic trading can amplify that response, especially when data differs significantly from expectations. But the first move is not always the final move.
After the initial reaction, traders may reassess the report alongside Treasury yields, the U.S. dollar, broader risk sentiment, and Bitcoin-specific dynamics.
As a result, Bitcoin may rise and then reverse or fall and later recover within the same session.
Low liquidity and crowded positioning can make the immediate price response look bigger than the underlying significance of the report.
A data release may trigger liquidations of leveraged positions without establishing a durable trend.
In other words, NFP can create volatility, but that volatility does not always translate into a sustained price direction.
For the September 4, 2026 release, it should be treated as a potential source of volatility rather than a guaranteed major catalyst for Bitcoin.
Traders should monitor several elements together.
The payroll figure relative to expectations is likely more important than the raw number. Average hourly earnings matter because wage growth can influence inflation expectations and the interest rate outlook.
The unemployment rate can shape views on economic momentum, and revisions to previous releases can materially change the interpretation of the labor market.
The U.S. dollar and Treasury yields can also provide useful clues about how investors are reading the data.
Finally, Bitcoin's technical structure, including support, resistance, volume, and leverage, may determine whether a data-driven move continues.
A better way to interpret economic releases is to avoid treating NFP as a standalone trading signal.
The 6-year review does not mean the report is irrelevant.
It means traders should be cautious about assuming every employment release will produce a major and lasting move in Bitcoin.
Economic data can matter greatly when it changes expectations for monetary policy, but its impact depends on the broader market environment.
Bitcoin may react more strongly when the report arrives during a period of uncertainty about inflation, interest rates, or economic growth.
At other times, cryptocurrency-specific developments, liquidity shifts, or major changes in market positioning may dominate price action.
The most practical approach is to prepare for volatility without relying on the NFP release alone.
Traders should compare the data with forecasts, review the full report, observe how related markets respond, and avoid making decisions based solely on the first price move.
In summary, 6 years of Bitcoin data suggest that the NFP report is better understood as a potential volatility event than as a reliable price mover.
Employment figures can influence sentiment, but Bitcoin's lasting direction is usually determined by a wider combination of macroeconomic conditions, market positioning, liquidity, and crypto-specific factors.